Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. On today's program, I'm going to talk about the recent attack on France in Paris regarding the Charlie Hebdo satire publication. A few days ago, on January 7th, Paris was hit by a terrorist attack. Three armed masked men entered the offices of Charlie Hebdo, a satire publication, and killed 12 people and wounded many others, many who were cartoonists. The attack was apparently a retaliation over cartoons published of the Prophet Muhammad, since the perpetrators yelled that the Prophet has been avenged. The cartoon mocked the sacred figure in Islam, which prohibits the founder from being caricaturized. The gunman had been identified as Sherif Kouachi, 32 years old, and his brother, Said Kouachi, 34. There's also word of another one, 18 years old, but we don't know his name, and apparently he turned himself in and claims that he was in school, so I haven't heard much information on that. But the brothers were identified pretty much because one of them left his ID behind on this scene, which is not very smart. He dropped his ID card. Now on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other social networks, the hashtags Je suis Charlie, Paris shooting, and others have been trending all day. Thousands of people in France took to the streets and public squares to show support for Charlie Hebdo. Many of them simply held pens as a symbol of journalism and drawing. Others held images of the slain cartoonists and the words Je suis Charlie, which means we are Charlie. The publication Charlie Hebdo is known for mocking religion and, I believe, even atheists, as well as politicians and other current events. From the Pope to Muhammad, no one seemed untouchable to them. They were often drawn in vulgar ways. The offices of Charlie Hebdo have been hit before by a firebomb a couple years ago. One of the cartoonists, Stéphane Charbonnier, or Charb, was also on the list of Al-Qaeda as one of their enemies that they wanted to target for murder, for killing, assassination. Some news reports, again, claim that an 18-year-old surrendered, but we don't know too much about that. And apparently the gunmen were spotted in a forest or somewhere in a forest in the north of France, and they apparently robbed a gas station and stole food and gas and other things. The whole thing is just, I mean, it's sad. You know, you go to work and somebody comes in and just kills you, shoots you. And And I'm sorry for the France. I feel bad for the French people. I condemn the attacks, of course. I do not condone the attacks, because no one should be killed for any reason, especially for simply drawing cartoons. However, we also have to look at the other side of things. This publication, Hebdo, they pretty much mocked everybody. They mocked religion in particular. And I was looking through some of the images online of the publication, and they were extremely graphic, very vulgar, and I could see why some Muslims would be upset over the publications, and in particular the way they present Islam and the Prophet Muhammad. And again, they did this with everybody, with the Jews, with the Pope. They have a couple of issues with Pope Benedict Emeritus, and they're mocking him. And in one of the images, they have him holding a condom in his hand, as if he were consecrating a condom. And in the latest issue, I believe, or the avatar that they used, that Charlie Hebdo is using on this on his Twitter account, has a caricature of the Blessed Virgin Mary giving birth to Jesus. And it's very vulgar, very graphic, and I believe the issue questions whether Jesus was real or not. So this publication is not as innocent as many people believe it is. I understand people are upset and they're saying this is an attack on free speech and freedom of the press and whatnot, but while I value these things, you know, I believe people should say whatever they want and think whatever they want. And I think there needs to be an emphasis on how we present it. You know, we live in a world where a lot of people have different ideas, different opinions, different experiences that they want to share with everybody, of course. And that's okay, that's welcomed. But how you present it is another story. And naturally, we all don't agree with each other. Even within the church, there's disagreements. As you remember from the Senate, Cardinal Burke and Cardinal Casper and the whole drama around that, where one believes divorced Catholics should receive communion, the other says no. And there's all these argumentations and reasonings for this. And again, that's okay. I mean, it's good to argue and discuss things, but we have to focus on the approach. While we may have different opinions and ideas and stand on different positions on different issues, I don't think we should resort to ridicule and mockery in order to get our opinion across. Because to me, that just tells me that you can't really articulate your views or your disagreement in a rational, logical, and intelligent way if you need to resort to mockery and ridicule. And in today's world, where so many young people, especially those from the LGBT community, are committing suicide because they get harassed and bullied, and not just them, but children in general, a lot of children get harassed and bullied, and they end up killing themselves. And of course, this action of killing themselves was forced upon them due to the abuse they received. Now, how does this connect with Charlie Hebdo. They were pretty much doing the same thing. They were bullying different groups. Muslims, Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Jews. Via their cartoons, they were bullying people, mocking the faith, mocking different religious beliefs, religions in general, or religious figures and whatnot. It's pretty much a publication of bullying. So how much different is the content of Charlie Hebdo with somebody harassing a gay kid in school or a girl in school because she may be overweight or something? Or a young guy because he may not have the latest sneakers and he's getting harassed and teased for having cheaper or older sneakers or whatnot. It's pretty much the same thing. Mockery, ridicule, just because someone's different from you. And that's what this publication has been doing all this time, is mocking people, harassing them, harassing their beliefs, only because it's different and because they don't agree with it. Now again, it's okay to have disagreements and voice your opinion, but do you really have to resort to ridicule and mockery, bullying? And this is the double standard that I see in society today, is that we call one thing bullying and harassment, and we call another thing free speech, freedom of expression. When in reality, they're one and the same, just in different contexts, in different scenarios. In one instance, the person is being harassed because of orientation or race or whatnot. And in another, it's a cartoon harassing a group, a religious body, ethnicity. This is why I said that Charlie Hebdo is not as innocent as people or the media wants to present it. And while the images of the people protesting or gathering, holding the pens in the air and whatnot is moving and symbolic, they really need to understand the other side. Again, I'm not condoning the actions of these guys, these crazy men that went in there, and obviously they were troubled, they were orphans, and they had, you know, a life that was insecure. And unfortunately they found this path of terrorism, which made them feel like they belonged in something, a family. But we also had to understand what they were probably feeling and what Muslims feel when they see their sacred person, Muhammad, being presented in a vulgar way and whatnot. It's offensive. And, you know, watching CNN and all these different networks, I see the interviews of people saying that, you know, putting offending people on a pedestal as if it's something good. And it's not. How can you stand there and say that offending people is something good? That it's a good use of free speech? It's not. Because if you believe that way, then you have no right to speak out against bullying, against LGBT people or minorities or other people in schools or anyone, anywhere. You have no right to criticize that, because if you believe that offending people is okay, then don't even dare speak out against bullying and all these things, because you say it's okay. It's okay to harass people and offend them. And I think this is a big problem that needs to be addressed in all countries of the world. We can't put offending people on a pedestal. We can't equate offending people as reason, as a way of expressing your views and intellectual manner, because it's not. You're just being a bully. You're no different than a bully calling someone names in school, or shoving and harassing or cursing or whatever. You're no different if you believe that offending people is okay. So this publication, Charlie Hebdo, is guilty of this, bullying people based on their race, on religion. It's xenophobia, Islamophobia. And unfortunately, they pay the price for it. Because just like with some victims who are bullied, sometimes they lose it, they snap. As we saw with the students from Columbine over a decade ago. You know, they were harassed and teased because they were part of the gothic subculture. And what did they do? They felt outcast. They said, okay, this world is not for us, but we're going to take people with us. We're going to knock people out of the world because of the way they treated us. And they went into school and they started going around shooting the people that harassed them, their bullies. And this has happened in many schools. The recent one with the young Native American who went to school and shot his cousin and other people and killed them. And again, this is because of bullying. They felt oppressed, psychologically damaged, to the point that they snapped. They lost touch with reality and they wanted to get revenge. This is the only way they could get back at them, is by killing them. And then we have people who saying that offending others is okay, that that's a good use of free speech. You gotta be kidding me. That's a bad use of free speech. Now, granted, we may say things that might come off offensive, but those cases are accidental. You may have overspoke or misspoke. But when you intentionally draw cartoons, harassing people based on their beliefs, on their religion and whatnot, you're expecting something to happen. You're calling on it. You're taunting people to react. And this publication thrived on that, on provoking people. And what happens when you provoke people? You get a response. Now, with these terrorists, these fanatical Muslims, it's not wise to taunt them, because these are hurt people as is. Hurt, angry people. I mean, who in their right mind would taunt a rabid dog? If you remember that movie from the 70s or 80s, Cujo, how many of us would go and make fun of that dog while he's there salivating and growling in front of us? I don't think anybody in their right mind would do that. Because the dog will attack and probably kill you. Tear your neck off. The human being is no different. If you taunt somebody who's already not mentally stable as it is, someone who had enough, they're most likely going to lose it. They're going to lose their cool. They're going to snap. And they could attack you, punch you, yell at you, scream at you, kill you, whatever. It's going to be an aggressive response because they had enough. So while we, of course, condemn the attacks and we mourn the cartoonists who were killed, we had to really think about their work, what they were doing. Should we go around offending people just because we can? Or should we open a dialogue with people? Talk with people. Hey, why do you want to kill us? Why do you see us as starting a war against your faith? And this feeds into the terrorist frame of mind, because they already see the West as being in war with them. So when you have these cartoonists drawing these things mocking Muhammad and whatnot, you're feeding into that delusion that the West is at war with Islam. You're feeding into their craziness. So of course something's going to happen. You're going to get attacked and whatnot. Is a cartoon worth losing your life over? Seriously? Hopefully this incident will teach the world that, you know, we have to find better ways to communicate ideas. And understand that not everybody can take a joke. I mean, it may be a stupid little cartoon or not, but it's obviously targeted abuse. You're targeting a group of people. And it's offensive, and offending people gets you nowhere. Like the saying goes, you win, or you get more bees with honey. So this cartoon, like I said, I saw some of the images of it, and it's just, it's vulgar, disgusting, and I really don't know who will read that stuff, but again, that's not taken away from the lives of the people who drew them. Obviously, they were making money off of it, but we have to really consider the content and its effect on others, and teach people that, you know, bullying is not okay. And satire can be a form of bullying. It's indirect racism, hate, religious hate. You know, suppose if I was an artist, suppose I drew cartoons mocking pro-abortion people, or mocking people from the LGBT or Protestants or whatnot. Do you think I will win anybody over for Christ doing that? Of course not. I will just create this animosity between me and other people. It will do nothing to bring people closer to the church. And it definitely won't do anything to promote what I want to promote. Because the people who just see me as this person going out to get them, who they have to stop. But if I invite people to discuss with me, you know, our differences, our similarities and whatnot, and try to bring about peace via discussion, you have a better chance of succeeding peace and understanding and tolerance that way. Thereby drawing cartoons, making fun of people. You're not doing anything by that. You may think it's funny, but everybody else does not. Because nobody likes to be offended. Nobody. Nobody likes to be bullied or harassed. So we need to stop this endorsement of these images and these cartoons as if they were moral, ethical ways of expressing opinions and whatnot. They're not. They're just inflammatory, they instigate, and they cause more problems and open more wounds than solve them and heal them. Ironically, one of the cartoonists, Charb, I believe, he had posted an image of a jihadist saying in French something to the effect that there hasn't been an attack on France yet, but wait until the end of January. So it was almost as if Charb was taunting these jihadists, these terrorists, like, you know, haha, there's no attack yet, and mocking them. So of course these people were going to get mad, and I mean, they're already mad in the head as is, and you're just adding to their delusions. So in a way, Charb was taunting these people, and again, taunting the rabid dog. And not only did he, in a way, prophesied his death or this attack on France, but he taunted the dog to the point that the dog launched at him and bit him and killed him, unfortunately. So hopefully, you know, everybody gets together and talks about this in colleges, legislative bodies, and among families and the media. You know, the use of offending people. Do we really need to do that in order to get points across? It's completely unnecessary. Because if we're going to endorse offending people, then you might as well endorse bullying and hate in general. You know, why stop racist people or homophobics from doing their thing? Why? And of course, this applies to the Westboro Church, to sect or cult. Who are they winning over by going around and protesting funerals of people and saying God hates fags and all that? Who are they? They're not doing anything for Christ. They're not winning anybody over for Christ doing that. So we need to really focus on that. The use of offense as a form of communicating ideas, it doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. It creates more problems than it solves. And your message doesn't get through anyway. Do you think anybody's going to change just because they read a Charlie Hebdo magazine? Do you think the jihadists are going to change overnight by looking at these cartoons? No. They're not. It doesn't work. Anyhow, let's pray for the people that lost their lives in Charlie Hebdo. Again, I'm not condoning the attacks. I 110% condemn it. No one should lose their life over a cartoon, even if it's an offensive cartoon. I mean, they should have just gone to court and sued. But to go and kill people just because of a cartoon, I mean, it's just wrong. So, thank you for listening. God bless, and Mary keep.